ultimately, we do know some details, as evidenced by those audio clips. As events unfurled, we're going to continue with another epic piece by Tangerine Dream and mix part two of Dr. David Ray Griffin's Boston University Talk of 2009. Here's Tangram Set 2, half of Tangerine Dream's 1980 Tangram album.
But defenders of the official story said, oh, no, 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 that's not true. 30,000 popular mechanics, you know, wrote a book defending the official theory. And one of its authors said, 40,000, 50,000 feet, cell phone calls, perfectly possible. But while popular mechanics was making that brave claim, the CIA was pulling the rug out from it. This was 2006. At the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, you remember the so-called 20th hijacker, the FBI was asked to turn in all sorts of evidence
potential
relating
for
to
the disastrous rise of misplaced
part of their evidence was a report about phone calls from all
we must four never let the weight
flights
of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
What did they say when they got to Flight 93?
Only an alert.
They said of the 37 calls from that flight, 35 of them remain on seatback phones, onboard phones, air phones.
So that security and liberty.
Two of them only were made on cell phones.
Akin to,
and those were made when the plane was just about ready to crash, so it was down at a very low altitude.
Has been the technological revolution during
FBI
recent decades.
Implicitly agreed with
in this revolution, research
high altitude
central
phone calls.
It also becomes
were
more formalized,
possible
complex, and costly.
Well,
a steadily
what
increasing
do we do
share
then about all the people
by,
who said
or
absolutely convinced
the
they got
federal
cell
government
phone calls?
Today,
from their
the solitary
ones
inventor,
you know, many people
tinkering in his shop
said, my husband,
has been
my wife said,
by
I'm calling on the cell phone.
Science.
In one case,
in
laboratories was told,
and testing fields.
Not appear that there's any kind of
passenger
effort
had
up there yet.
The
now remember, oh my God.
Next door, next seat neighbor.
Historically, the fountainhead of free ideas.
Well, in those cases, you might say, well, they got confused, they forgot.
Has experienced
memory,
a revolution in the
but what about Dina
research
Burnett? She couldn't have misunderstood.
And then we took most of it out. Everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people were jumping out the window. Oh, they were jumping out the window, I guess, because they're trying to see what's going on. I don't know. And I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't. Everything is blocked.
We
can't even. They tell us to get out, but there's nowhere to go.
And
then
evidently
I heard that another plane hit, and if you go over by the
three,
you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now.
And now
the
FBI says no,
he's in respect,
an on-board
as
phone
we should. We must also be alert.
Now, this is speculation, but there is pretty good speculation. There is a technology
could
that could explain
become
that,
the captain
that it
of
was
a scientific
at the time. In 1999, William Arkin, a well-known writer about military theory,
to balance,
published an article
and to integrate
in the Washington
these and
Post
other forces, new and old,
reporting
within the
experiment,
of our
demonstration
system,
that he had observed
of
the new technology
of
voice
our
morphing
society,
which
another
allows people to
balance
simulate the voice
the
of another person.
As we
and
peer
so well
into society's
that
future,
you could fool
we,
the best friend or even a spouse.
You and I, and our
reported that he heard
the
voice
to live
of Colin
only
Powell
today
saying, I'm being
wondering
treated
for
well
our
by
own
my
ease
captains
and convenience.
He heard another
the precious
well-known general
tomorrow
saying, ladies and gentlemen, we have
we
just launched World War III.
The material aspects
neither
of
those
our grandchildren
had made those
without risking
everybody
the loss
in the
also
room
their political and spiritual
knew
parents
them and knew their voices would
we want democracy to survive for all generations
now we know
to come
about
not
the form of digital morphing
fact,
the visual
tomorrow.
like in Forrest Gump.
During the long lane of the history of
Forrest Gump shakes hands with JFK.
America knows that this world,
you know, that didn't happen.
Ever growing,
and yet it was perfectly
must avoid becoming a community of
and so Arkin
tyranny.
Points out, because
and
of digital warfare,
a proud
you can no longer say seeing
of mutual
believing.
And
you can see, but it may be
such
not
a confederation must be one of each.
Then he likewise pointed out, now thanks
to
voice
the conference table,
hearing
with the same
confidence
as do we.
Either.
Protected as we
now,
are
what about
by our
the,
moral,
the
economic,
funds, the
and
number.
Military.
Well, there are little devices you can put in order on the end, which it says, fake any phone call you want to, so you can make any phone call here. So at least it's possible, and to me it seems likely, that that's what happened. In any case, FBI also turned in a report about Flight 77, which is the flight that allegedly struck the Pentagon. And this contradicts the official story even more. That is the FBI's report. The most important of all the phone calls from that day were two from Barbara Olson. That is, two who were reported by her husband, Ted Olson, Theodore Olson, who is the Solicitor General of the Department of Justice. And, of course, Barbara Olson was a well-known commentator on CNN. Ted Olson told CNN that day and told the FBI that Barbara had called him twice that morning, that she was on Flight 77, that hijackers had taken over the plane. They were armed with knives and... This is the only alleged phone call that mentioned box cutters. So this gives you an idea how important this story was to creating the official myth or story.
Not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Thanks to this.
That looks like a
another
second
way
play.
This call was very important was that because she was very popular, especially with the right wing, this so outraged America that these evil Muslim Arab terrorists had killed Barbara Olson, that people were ready to go kill Arab Muslims. A lot of people said, you know, it didn't matter too much if they were responsible for 9/11. So this was instrumental to getting the whole psychology, mentality of the American people ready to support the war on terror. Another way this call was important, there was a rumor that Flight 77 had crashed in the Midwest. The FAA took this very seriously. The FAA controllers had completely lost control, radar contact with the plane. And there was a report
I totally
of the crash
concur.
On the Ohio-Kentucky border. These calls reported from Barbara Olson were proof that Flight 77 was still aloft and therefore could have been what damaged the Pentagon. However, when you look at the FBI's report, and you can all read this for yourself, it's on the website.
The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this because God will not be mocked and we destroy 40 million little innocent babies. We make God mad.
Here is what the FBI report said. They're little graphics, so you can just read, see what they say. And here's what the graphic says about Barbara Olson. It does mention that she attempted a call. But it says, Barbara Olson attempted one call, unconnected, duration 0 seconds. Thank you. This is supposed to create a shock. But I'm surprised. Surely the Boston Globe reported this. This has been public knowledge since 2006.
Another factor in maintaining balance involves the element of time.
Now, the reason this is so amazing is that
we
FBI is part of the Department of Justice.
Must avoid the impulse.
And yet this FBI report was saying that the story told on 9/11 by Ted Olson, the former Solicitor General of the Department of Justice,
the material assets of our grandchildren,
isn't true. Those calls never happened. That gives you two choices. Either Ted Olson lied,
we want democracy to survive,
or he was deceived like Dina Burnett. Either way,
not to become
the whole thing is a lie.
Of tomorrow.
It's based on deception.
During the long lane of the history yet to be,
I happened to be invited to the European Parliament last year for the presentation of this new great movie by Giulietta Chiesa, a member of the Italian Parliament, a movie called Zero. How many have seen Zero? Oh, good, good.
Such a confederation must be one of each.
I would say it, if you're talking about full-length movies that cover all the many aspects of life, it and Loose Change Final Cut are the two movies. And I think they're equally good. They're both really, really excellent. Anyway, I was there, and then they had as technological problems, and they couldn't get things to work. So Gaza leaned over to me and said, kill some time, entertain the audience. So I just started running on. And so I told this story, among others. And as I was telling this story, I said, you know, that's an amazing story. This should have been 3-inch headlines, screaming headlines in the Washington Post. But of course it wasn't. But then a few months later, a group called the Freebies, taking off
and the lingering
Fijis, put out a musical, a DVD,
which has been so
called 9/11 is a Lie, based on Staying Alive,
Alive.
And so I was particularly happy in the middle of that to see the Washington Post with 3-inch screaming headlines. FBI says story told by former Solicitor General is untrue.
As a private citizen, I shall never cease to do what little I can to help the world advance along that road. So in this, my last good night to you as your president, I thank you for the many opportunities you have given me for public service in war and in peace. I trust in that service, you find some things worth it. As for the rest of it, I know you will find ways to improve performance in the future. You and I, my fellow citizens, need to be strong in our faith that all nations under God will reach the goal of peace with justice. May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle.
How many people would still believe the official theory if they knew the facts that I just revealed to you and the dozens of other facts if we were willing to stay here a few more hours that I could tell you about, which the Boston Globe failed to mention? Not very many. This illustrates my point. Most people who continue to believe the Bush-Cheney conspiracy theory about 9/11 are simply unaware of dozens and dozens of facts that contradict this theory. For my final illustration of this point, I will discuss the collapse of Building 7 of the World Trade Center. The Truth Movement has long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of the official theory, its most vulnerable spot.
And
for good reason. This building came down 5:21 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors.
ACLU, ACLU's got to take a lot of blame.
It came down in virtual free fall, straight down from a dead stop, just suddenly started moving at free fall accelerations.
The abortionists have and got to bear some burden for this because
straight down.
God will not
and
be mocked.
And then it ended up in a relatively small,
babies.
Tidy
we make God
pot.
Mad. I really
in other words, it looked every bit like
that
form of controlled demolition known as
implosion,
where you use explosives,
the ACLU,
collapse the building from the bottom,
all of them.
Have
tried
the walls
to secularize
in
America,
on themselves.
I
and that's
want
how
to
you
thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
I totally concur, and the problem is we've
defenders
that
of the official
at the highest levels
story
of our government, so
clearly did not want Americans to think about
the top people's support system.
After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television. While we saw the Twin Towers
at
NASA, time
after
time after time, but no showing of buildings ever. Likewise, the 9/11 Commission could not afford one sentence in its 571-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel framing building collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth
a sentence. He debunks the official story of the events
also,
that day and presents
NIST,
evidence to support his position.
Which had the task of reporting on it,
is printed in painstaking
delayed
in
the report year
the
after year after year. Originally, the reports were supposed to come out in 2004.
Here's
he said,
Dr.
we're
David
not
Ray
ready.
I turn now to my topic.
They will do it in 2005.
In
2005, they put out the report on the World Trade Center, the towers.
Second look.
But said, Building 7 is going to take a little longer. It'll come out next year. Next year came. They said, no, it'll come out in 2007. In 2007, they said, no, it'll come out in the beginning of 2008. Beginning of 2008, they said, it'll come out in August. Well, by golly, it did. The first draft came out in August. And then the final draft came out in November.
Plan in
coincidentally, I'm sure, just before Bush and Cheney were ready
to hold
office.
A conspiracy theory.
In any case, my next book.
To believe that it came about because of some conspiracy.
Well, not quite my next book. My next
according
book is going
to
come out pretty quickly.
9/11
is going to be called Osama bin Laden,
which became
dead
the official
or
account.
Alive. And I argue that
the attacks resulted
in dead
from a conspiracy.
And amazingly, it looks
Laden
like we can pinpoint the date of death, either
the official
December
account
13th
is
or 14th through 2001.
That was the original.
One little clue is the funeral announcement of
this
bin Laden's
that
funeral on December 15th,
a conspiracy
2001.
About 9/11.
And
debate
so
about 9/11 is therefore not a debate
I'm
between conspiracy
suggesting
theorists
that,
and people who reject
and also,
conspiracy
I mean,
theories.
The really crucial thing
it's
is
simply
that
between a debate
as the FBI, as
the
CIA
official,
will
Bush Cheney. Interpretation of 9/11.
Former CIA operative
theory.
Robert Baer,
and those who accept
wrote the
alternative
book on
theory,
was
according to
based.
Which 9/11 resulted
has
from
said
a conspiracy
he's checked with
the Bush-Cheney administration.
CIA officials
those
who
believe
have the task
the official
of tracking
conspiracy
him
theory,
not one of them can say that he's still alive.
Reject the alternative
and that they all say
the
we have not
a conspiracy theory
message from him
to be rational, they must ask
whereas
which
prior to that they were intercepting messages to and from
the
bin Laden
facts.
Rather regularly, and they just stopped on December 13th.
Dr. David Ray Griffin,
so those two things present
most
pretty good evidence. And then, of course,
he gave his reasons for
what
skepticism
about all the
about the 9/11 Commission, including new evidence
videotapes
from the FBI and other intelligence sources.
Well, have you looked at some
spending
of
spending a million hours discussing these various
none
facts,
of them
which included
can be proved to be authentic, and some of them can clearly
he turned
be seen
to the case of World Trade Center Building No. 7.
So somebody is
this
taking
illustrates
these
my point.
My favorite is
most people
Blackbeard the Terrorist,
to believe
where bin Laden,
Bush Cheney,
beard has been getting grayer and grayer and grayer, suddenly
about
has
9/11
black
are simply
beard.
Unaware of dozens and dozens of facts.
These guys are not geniuses.
If
the if, the, if our news organizations
point,
or our Congress were doing one-tenth of their job, this would have been exposed long,
the truth
long,
movement
long ago.
Long considered the collapse of this building to be the Achilles heel of the official theory, its most vulnerable spot.
And
for good reason.
this building came down 5 o'clock, 5:21 that afternoon. It was not hit by a plane, and therefore no jet fuel was sprayed throughout it to start big fires. Therefore, this 47-story building had fires that lasted only on 6 floors. And yet, it came down in virtual freefall, straight down from a dead stop, just suddenly started moving at freefall acceleration. Defenders of the official story clearly did not want Americans to think about Building 7. After 9/11 itself, as far as I know, this collapse was never shown on mainstream television, while we saw the Twin Towers ad nauseum, time after time after time. But no,
get me some plasma, perhaps some plasma would help. Would you?
Likewise, the 9/11 Commission
could
not afford one sentence in its 571-page report to even mention that this 47-story building had collapsed. And this was a historic event, being the first time in the known universe in which a steel frame building had collapsed because of fire alone. Surely that would have been worth a sentence.
Listen to what they say. Palace sit in judgment. Hush. there's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are commemorating the anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. In that last set, we heard just two songs. Our featured artist, Tangerine Dream, with Tangram Set 2. That was the second vinyl album side from their 1980 Tangram album. And then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Riddles from her Sinner album. Mixed on top of that, we heard the conclusion of 9/11 truth seeker Dr. David Ray Griffin's 2009 talk at Boston University. At the end of that, the Joan Jett recording, we heard a clip from Donald Rumsfeld, who, among other things, served as Secretary of Defense, first under President Gerald Ford from 1975 to 1977, and then again under President George W. Bush from 2000 to 2006. A response he gave to a question at a U.S. Department of Defense news briefing on February 12, 2002, about the lack of evidence linking the government of Iraq with the supply of weapons of mass destruction to terrorist groups. There are plenty of people who hold what he said then about the known knowns, the known unknowns, and the unknown unknowns to be some bureaucratic nonsense. I think it's actually a pretty deep thought. Donald Rumsfeld is certainly a person worth criticizing, but for all the evil that he might have promoted, he was still a pretty smart guy. And I think it's worth trying to understand what he was saying in that clip. If you type known knowns or unknown unknowns into Google, you can find a pretty good Wikipedia article. For the remainder of this show, we're going to be pretty freeform. Next up, I'm going to play you a 12-minute piece from The Orb. It's called Supernova at the End of the Universe. And then we're going to mix it up with a couple of my favorite single-song sound collage mixes that I've made in the past, including my Revolution number 19, which mixes up three versions of that Beatles song, along with some Brian Eno and David Byrne and Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. And then we'll hear another Tangerine Dream song with a talk on physics with one of my biggest intellectual idols, the Nobel Prize-winning Richard Feynman, describing how the universe could be understood in a glass of wine. I'll be sending out my sliding and gliding remix of the Japanese band Denki Groove's song Hiking to Chuck Yu. I know he likes it because he asked me for a copy. All that and more here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio.
Before that feels good. 1 minute, 25 seconds. back into lunar orbit. We will have the translator injection burn.
You can go ahead with the TV now. We're standing by.
Houston, we've got a beautiful view of the Earth here, but it's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. frequency.
Number nine.
Number nine.
All right.
Number nine.
You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the grind. Got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan.
Brother, may it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What?
Maybe even then, exposure is something that's
it is, once said, the whole universe is in a glass of wine. I don't know, I don't think we'll ever know in what sense he meant that. For the poets don't write to be understood. But it is true that if you look at a glass of wine closely enough, you will see the entire universe. There are the things of physics, the twisting liquid, the reflections in the glass, and our imagination adds the atoms. It evaporates, depending on the wind and weather. Glass is a distillation of the Earth's rocks. And in its composition, as we've seen, the secret of the universe's age, the evolution of the stars. What strange array of chemicals are in the wine? How did they come to be? There are the ferments, the enzymes, the substrates, the products. And there in wine was found a great generalization. All life is fermentation. Nor can you discover the chemistry of wine without discovering, as did Pasteur, the cause of much disease. How vivid is the claret, pressing its existence into the consciousness that watches it. And if our small minds, for some convenience, divides this glass of wine, this universe, into parts, to physics, biology, geology, astronomy, psychology, and all. Remember that nature doesn't know it. So we should put it all back together, and not forget at last what it's for. Let it give us one final pleasure more. Drink it up and forget about it all.
Slippery Pete. decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and on this episode, we have been commemorating the anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks with real-life recordings of events as they unfolded and news reports on the day of the event, as well as a talk by 9/11 truth seeker Dr. David Ray Griffin mixed in on top of our featured artist Tangerine Dream's songs. We did a freeform last set after we finished with the lecture. We heard from the orb, Supernova at the End of the Universe. Then a couple of my favorite single song sound collage remixes, including my Revolution number 19, which mixes up three versions of that Beatles song, along with some Brian Eno and David Byrne and Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. Then another selection from our featured artists, the German electronic ensemble, Tangerine Dream. That was Alpha Centauri, my Richard Feynman Universe in a Glass of Wine remix. Then, going out to Chuck U, my Sliding and Gliding remix of Denki Groove's Hiking. Backing me up right now is the Japanese composer, producer, performer, Ryuichi Sakamoto, also known as the Professor. This is Chasm from his album Live at Zepp Tokyo, 2005, July 26th. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week for another episode. September 18th is the anniversary of Jimi Hendrix's tragic death in 1970 at age 27. So I think we're going to be mixing you up a sound collage focusing on him. Don't touch that dial, though. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial.